Coming to you live from the Business Radio X studio in Woodstock, Georgia, this is Fearless Formula with Sharon Klein.
Thank you for listening to Fearless Formula on Business Radio X, where we talk about the ups and downs of the business world and offer words of wisdom for business success. I'm your host, Sharon Klein, and today in the studio, I'm very excited to speak to this founder and business owner of Baby of Mine 4D Ultrasound. She serves a bunch of different places in North Georgia. Please welcome Jennifer Edmondson. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm excited to talk to you because I love everything about what you do, which is you are giving all kinds of patients and mothers a inside view and an early preview of what their babies could possibly look like, which is the dream when you're pregnant. It's like all you think about is like, what's this baby going to be like? And then you actually give them that.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Like, first of all, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Of course.
Thank I'm you a little coming. Nervous here now that we're live, like no I said, problem. But you know, here we go. But I just want to say that I've been through this experience three different times, but actually never through, did I see my kids through 3D or 4D. So this was really interesting whenever I saw my first 3D or 4D. When my own kids, but even the 2D is really cool whenever you just get to see your baby boy or your baby girl, you know, for the first time and hearing their heartbeat for the first time, having the grandparents in there. I mean, it's just the whole experience is just really fun what I do.
Well, I had initially thought I would be a nurse at one point, and I did go to nursing school for a couple years, and I wanted to be in labor and delivery because I always considered that to be the happiest place in a hospital, yeah, you know, as opposed to people being sick. Yeah. But I really had a problem. I mean, ultimately, I had a problem with blood, which is a huge problem if you're a nurse. Anyway, I didn't wind up, but I love the notion of what you're doing is you are giving people that joy that they have knowing this little family member is coming. You are part of that, which is why I loved labor and delivery, because I'm like, look, a little baby, you know, but there's a lot of other sides to it, of course. It's not just all happy all the time. But in my ideal world, I thought it would be. So what I like, though, is that you really are giving that moment, that joy to them that they'll always remember. And do you also give them a copy of the ultrasound that they take?
It depends. I have different packages that you can go through.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so like my minimum one would be the 45 peekaboo session.
Right.
And that's like for 10 minutes. And you get to hear baby's heartbeat. You get the 2D grayscale imaging. You get two prints of that. So it depends on what service that you come to. But we do the 3D and 4D, and then there's one that you can get the flash drive, or you're going to always go out with, you know, at least a black and white photo or an email that's sent to me. Right now, being open for the last 2.5 months, I've been doing a lot of emails, just sending them that way, and a lot of people seem to like it. And
that's
then
perfect,
you know, yeah.
Easy.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I think of ultrasounds, I think of the old school, you know, black and white fuzzy. Yep. You might know what the gender is. Yeah. You might not. But tell me what it's like to actually see if a listener doesn't know what it actually sounds or looks like. What would you describe it as?
Let's see. Well, the 2D grayscale imaging part is the black and white photo. And it depends on, too, what you'll see, how far along you are. So I don't usually start scanning until the woman is at least 10 weeks pregnant, because I just do above the abdomen.
Right.
And so you should wait at least 10 to 11 weeks to come in. So it all depends on the stage of the pregnancy and what you'll get to see. When you're that early, you may just not be able to really know what you're looking at, but a blob.
It's like a peanut, they call it, like a little peanut in there.
Yeah,
oh, I got you. Well, I bet there are people that still just would love to see as much as they could from the very beginning.
Oh, definitely. And then, you know, just like, and I do it for entertainment purposes, so it is just all fun. I don't do any of the anatomy or anything like that, the scan, where seeing if anything's going on. I don't do anything like that. But it is just for fun and entertainment. And hear a baby's heartbeat. Get to see them in 3D, which usually that's the stage where you want to wait until you're about 5 months along,
right. Six,
7 months along. So that way the baby has more fat. They're not as transparent. It's not as scary. You don't want to do an ultrasound or 3D or 4D when they're like 10, 11 weeks. So even though I think it's really cool, it might scare some because I do that as well. But usually
wait until about 5 months, and then you can wait too long as well.
Interesting.
I don't think a lot of people know about that. Yeah, because after a certain point, especially if the woman, you know, if they're smaller and the baby is all crammed in there anyways, you can wait too long where you can't see the baby's face as well.
Because they're all kind of...
They're all just crammed in there.
In that fetal position.
Exactly. Or the placenta's there in their face.
Oh.
If you're even dehydrated, that could cause some problems too, to be able to see the 3D 40 of baby. But yeah, there's that certain stage that you want to come in and you can get the best pictures. We can still do it and we can still try it.
But you might just not.
So I would say about 5 months to about 7.5 months is the best time for the 3D 40.
What is the difference between 3D and 4D?
The 3D is more of a still picture. So you'll be able to see the baby's features a lot clearer. But the 4D, it's just basically live. So you'll be able to see baby move and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's that loop that you can see baby, you know, putting her little hand up to their nose. I've had some that you can see just their feet. Both of their legs are right in their face. And that's whenever they're really crammed in there, you know, at that stage. But it still is really cool to see. And you can always hear baby's heartbeat. And, you know, if nothing else, you're there and you're able to experience to hear the baby's heartbeat.
That's always such a magical thing, especially if, you know, you can't hear that on your own unless you're in that kind of like medical setting. And there is just something so amazing about hearing, you know, brand new life like that.
Oh, yeah. I had a few people come in 2 weeks ago with the lady that was, you know, with child, and the grandparents were there. And they just bawled, you know, made me start crying.
I know, right?
It's just such a sweet moment. But yeah, they're just like, that's our grandbaby, you know, and being able to hear that heartbeat is just really precious.
So had you always wanted to be in this industry?
I could say yes. But actually, this didn't happen until about 2016 that I decided on. There was just a change that happened in my life. And I went to school for 2 years to do what I'm doing now, all in ultrasound. I was taught every type of ultrasound and ended up going into cardiology, which I love. But my passion has always been to open up my own place and to see, you know, these babies and welcome them into the world and have their pictures all along. And, you know, you could just see the different stages and just match it up. And it's a great photo album, right?
It is. And it's like
four babies even here in this world with their own breath. So
It is amazing because like to be able to really see their face.
Yeah.
But I always thought that after I had kids is, you know, it's all such a mystery. And then you have your baby and you're holding your baby as you get to know them as they're growing. There was always this wish that I could just like be as close to them. Like I didn't appreciate the different parts about them yet until after they're born. So you can't do anything about that. But this way you actually get a little. I love the idea of having a preview of what they're going to look like. I mean, I saw one recently, a friend of mine, Anna, her sister had a baby like 2 months ago. And she has like a little cleft in her chin that is a family cleft. And
really?
You could see it so clearly that they were just like, this is our, you know, family member, our baby. Look at it. Was just kind of amazing because it's the technology has just grown so much.
It is. I had one last week that you could see her eyelashes just as clear as day.
Oh my God,
she's got the longest eyelashes. And so whenever she's here in this world for everyone to see, we'll just get to see those pretty long eyelashes.
That's
just
amazing
really cool.
That you can see eyelashes like that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me. What has technology been like as you've been in the sonogram world? How has it progressed?
I mean, it's definitely progressed. The 3D, 4D images have definitely become more clear. And you can actually put the different colors. I mean, this might sound a little weird, but you can do the fleshlight colors. And it's just more, even more realistic and high def. So I would say that the high definition part of it all. But yeah,
that's amazing. I keep thinking about if I could be in that world right now, I would want all the information, you know, just for my own peace of mind too, to be able to see things and know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Can you also tell I've heard that you can tell the gender of a baby really, really early, like 10, 12 weeks, I guess. Is that something that you all do as well? Or is that something that still is like when you're halfway through the pregnancy is when you can tell?
You know, I think the whole gender thing, now that people can tell through blood work.
Oh, is that how they do it?
I think that's mainly what's going on now, that people, because you don't find out through ultrasound until safely about 14, 15, 16, even some right. places 18 yeah, weeks, 20 weeks. Because you don't want to tell them something and then, it's you know, wrong. Not 100% sure
yeah.
because they still have a little bit more development or maybe their leg's in the way or something like that. Something's going on that you're not quite 100% sure. Right. But a lot of people have been just getting this done so early now.
I know. It's amazing. I'm confused even how. It is amazing because they don't even look pregnant.
It is amazing, but it's still fun. You know, like some people want to wait. Some people think they're going to wait and then they get in there and they're like, no, I just want to go ahead and find out, which is what I did with my third child, my son. Since we had our boy, our girl, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm not going to find out this time. And then you go in there and it's like, no, I can't wait.
They're like, you want to know?
Yeah.
I know. I think that's so amazing now that we can. You really just can know as much so about soon. This baby. Yeah. I think it's amazing. I want all that information for myself.
Yeah.
So I can imagine this being a really successful business for you because you are highlighting such an emotional part of someone's life, a family's life. So what is that side like for you, the emotion side?
Well, just to back up a little bit, what you were saying was always interested in this. Mm-hmm. I will say I was a banker at first.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't really choose that job. It chose me. And then, lifestyle changes happened and, I went back to school. It had been years and years since I had went to school and, already had my three children and it was a rough time. It was hard, but I felt led to do this. And what happened was I actually got snowed in the hospital. In January, and it was like the next morning is when I called Cambridge and applied there. But my little sister had my niece Kinley.
Oh,
I made it. I was the only one on my side of the family that made it to the hospital before it was just too bad outside for them to try to come because of the snow and everything. And so I got to stay in there with her all night and most of the night. And you know, they come in and check on her everything, and we were talking back and forth. And I just wanted to do something new and. It's always been interesting to me anyways. And I always loved the experience getting to go in there and see my baby, you know, and then getting to see my niece, like right there in front of me the next morning, there she is from one place to another. Yeah. And just like you said, you talked about like the joy that it brings. And it was just so much joy and it's fun. I want to go to work and I want to enjoy what I do and be able to help everyone else. And just to see that, you know, it's just fun to go into work. I love it.
I love that you know what feeds your soul. And it's like the American dream of being able to do something that you love and make money at it. And there's obviously always going to be babies being born.
Exactly. Right.
So it's such a good business to go into because you always are going to have clients. Yeah. And especially where you are, you said there really aren't other 3D or 4D ultrasound companies that are in your area.
Yeah, I'm actually, other than maybe like the hospital itself, I'm the only one that does the entertainment side of it. And, you know, a lot of people, they just want a peace of mind. And they don't want to wait until they have to wait until the doctor says, okay, this is when you're going to have your ultrasound. Because I think that everyone has like two.
Yes.
Most insurance only do like two. And so some people just want to come and hear that heartbeat, you know, if they weren't having a good day or if they had some doubts or whatever, just come in, get that peace of mind, you know. So it's not just the side of the fun part about that, but also that peace of mind that you get when you come in there and say, okay. Everything's all right.
Yeah. You know, you see the baby's moving. I remember at one point, one of my babies was not moving very much and I had a complete panic attack because, you know, at a certain point you keep track of the movement.
Right.
And it had been several hours and I was like, oh no, but my insurance would not actually cover another, ultrasound unless there was something clinically wrong. Mm-hmm. And so they kept telling me to eat things that were like high in sugar or just try to wake the baby, like smack the side of my belly to wake my baby up. And it was so stressful. It was a horrible feeling. So I can imagine if I had another option, I would have gone for it because that peace of mind, it's priceless.
Exactly.
You know, when you have such precious cargo.
Yeah. So, especially if you've gone through something like that before and you just, like I said, it's just a really good thing to go to. And, I'm opened, basically 5 days a week.
Amazing.
And I've been trying to, since I am a new business, just come in when I can. You know, I try to work around everybody. Like I had one lady that came in last Monday, a week ago Monday, because she couldn't make it on Tuesday and Thursdays in the evening times when, you know, I would be open for her. And so I just worked it in there and she just felt so much better. She just had that relief, you know, and that right there is another part that I love about my job. Just them leaving, you know, you can see them come in.
How
they look. And then they leave out like
and
that.
And happy.
Yeah.
I would want to be part of that too. Like just knowing that I had a little hand in someone's peace and joy. I mean, that's kind of, why wouldn't you want that in your life?
Right.
So what was it like to become a business owner, to start, you know, even find a name and a logo and all of that? What was that like?
Overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it is overwhelming.
Exciting, very exciting, but overwhelming as well. Connections, you know, it's really nice to have connections.
Yeah.
My little sister, she actually knows a lot of the people that I got my logo done, the door done, and that has helped a lot. Just being able to trust the person that you have all this in, your faith in, because this is something that is hopefully going to work out at the end, but you just don't know. And so you have to have the people that you trust to make it a little bit less overwhelming.
Everyone that I've had on the show, that is a universal theme. And I've been doing the show almost 2 years. They all say to surround yourself
that
with
circle.
Really good people.
Yes.
That is like the actually crucial to your business success, which I mean, I get it, especially when you don't know all of the ins and outs of business. So it's like it's wonderful to have resources, of course, like Google or whatever, but to be able to have someone in your corner that's helping to guide you, it's pretty invaluable.
Yeah. And a lot of people that I ended up, you know, that did help me is local. Like the person that did my business cards, he's got his own place, and we went to school together.
Oh, amazing! Know?
And so it's nice seeing them succeed. And
you win, they win.
Yeah,
you
exactly,
know?
Exactly. And I try to like go to different avenues and to help. Like, I had the logo done, I had my business cards done, I had a logo put on the door, all by three different people. Just to help each other out and to spread the word. That's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm. You help each other.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
I love it because, you're also a native of Dawsonville, I saw.
Yes.
So how is it, how have you seen Dawsonville change? I'm just curious. I know it's a little side note, but.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Oh, no, really? No. I was just curious.
I mean, it's good. It's growing. It's growing a lot, which is great for business owners.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
but
right.
But it's different than what I remember and what I grew up in, for sure. There's just a lot more population, a lot more going on, which is, some people like that life, you know, but I'm more of a small town.
Yeah, right. Especially if that's what you're normal.
Yeah,
but it's kind of cool to think that, you know, as more people are going more north, you know, and it's going to be considered an outskirt of Atlanta, I guess. Yeah. You'll have more people having babies that are going
That's
to be
right.
wanting your service.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because the traffic is like, oh, it took me 5 minutes, it's now taking me 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, the ups and downs of that, but it's definitely growing. It's growing fast. Dawson County is growing very fast.
What I love though is that what you're doing is, and I always think of this with people who are business owners, is you're creating a legacy for your family too. So as you start your business and get going and get more clients, people will always say, oh, I had my ultrasound at that place, you know, I just love the notion of that, like such a champion for people who want to live a life, like their choice. They want to live a life that they find the most satisfying to them.
Yeah.
And that's like what you're doing exactly.
It's funny you said that because my daughter and my sister, my big sisters, they've already been fighting over the receptionist job.
Oh,
I'm
serious?
Like, listen, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me. But maybe one day, you know. So Chloe, my daughter, she's already talked about that. My son Reese, my youngest one, he's like, Mama, I can scan. Like 20 hours of schooling and all this other stuff, and you know, a little bit of age and height, and we'll get there. But it is it's sweet to see them so interested, and they are my biggest, you know, warriors. I love my kiddos, and that's why I think I love what I do too. Just because, you know, being around, just giving life, you know, birth to the
So all those emotions are so high and heightened, and so it must be a challenge too to kind of keep yourself in that mindset of professional when you're seeing people all around you so emotional, and it is joy, of course.
Yeah.
But I also was wondering if there's something that as you got started in your business, or now that you're, you know, a few months in, is there something that you sort of wish you knew before you got started? Is there anything that's happened where you're like, wow, I had to learn that the hard way?
I guess being a little bit more patient, making sure that you have everything laid out. And the biggest thing, of course, starting anything is finances.
Oh, right.
So, you know, just know that sometimes things take a little time to ignite, and it's not going to happen overnight unless it's like a really good sushi place. I heard the other day that the one that opened up in Dahlonega is just packed like every night, you know. Sorry, I don't have food. I mean, I can get food if that's going to draw you forward. I'll even get sushi, which I don't really like, but you know, I'll do that. But know that just to realize that it does take time. I guess that would be another thing. It's just that it patience and time, and just keep on going.
Yeah, faith of knowing that what you're doing is what you really believe you should be doing, you know, and that the joy that you have with it, that there's like an energy around something that I believe that you really love to do and you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever's supposed to happen will happen.
And if you want it bad enough, you'll get it. It just might take that time. Mm-hmm. But if you want it bad enough, you just work hard.
Do you have any mentors or people that you sort of look to say, okay, this is how I would want to model my business?
Mentors would be, I mean, more of who I look up to would be my dad, his work ethic. He's always going, always going. He's almost 71 years old and he's just all the time. So you got to have that work ethic for sure. Cause it does take a lot of work to be able to have your own business. And, so my dad would be one. Presley would be another one, common friend that we have. He opened his own business and you actually had him on here a few months ago.
That's
I know.
Right.
And, that's someone that I would go to and talk to because I know he knows the struggles of a newly opened business. And so I actually, you know, we were talking the other day and it's just like, keep going, you know. So people that's also in kind of along the lines of entrepreneurs, right? And just kind of getting advice from them and everything. So, yeah.
I love that. It's because it's like a community, you know, it's a collective. You all are trying to help each other,
right?
You know, and I think there's enough room for everyone.
Yeah.
One of the things that is really cool about some of the networking groups that I go to is like, if I need a plumber, I know who I'm going to call. If they need someone to do voiceover work, they ask me. It's like, we get to help each other.
Yeah.
Just try to succeed. Cause it's so hard when you're just by yourself doing so much.
And then, I also have, my brother-in-law, he's had his own business for years and years and years. And I know how stressful that can be. I've seen from an outside view, both sides of it, where it can bring a lot of joy. And it can bring a lot of, you know, downside, the heartaches and everything. So, but again, it all goes back to if you want something bad enough, you got to stay with it through even the hard times. So,
but I think that's important for anyone who has a dream, a potential business that they would like to open.
Yeah.
Is that they really need to have that belief, that work ethic, surround themselves
exactly.
with really good people.
Yeah.
And have faith that what they're doing, they really believe in. It'll go where it's supposed to go.
Right.
I think a lot of business owners don't. Or people who would like to own their own business don't follow that dream because it is so scary.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a huge leap of faith. What was it about you that kind of made it, okay, this is a real thing that I'm going to do. I'm not going to dream about it anymore.
Funny you should ask that. maybe I'll give you a little insight on that.
Okay.
So I've been working at this one place for quite a while after I graduated. And something happened there that kind of push started me. But I knew that when I went to school in 2016 that this is what I wanted to do.
Ultimately, you had this in your mind already.
Right,
interesting.
And I blinked and it's like all this time's gone by and I just needed a push. So I got that push. And I was just in the car one day and I just felt like the Lord was telling me, this is not what you're supposed to do anyways, Jennifer. This is not what you went to school for. And it's time to just step out and have that faith. So
we were talking yesterday just briefly about coming on the show and everything. And I was saying to you that so many people get their life structured around what they make in whatever current job they have. And oftentimes, like you said, something will choose them as opposed to them. Because it's just life. This is how you're building your whole life around what you're making. And that they stay because they know how much they're making. They know the job or something.
It's comfortable. So,
comfortable. It's familiar and normal. But yes, I guess it does sometimes take a moment where you are at a crossroad, you know, and that's what happened to you.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. Yeah. So here we are.
I know. So what is a normal schedule like for you? Like you said, you will work around other people's schedules, which is awesome because if you can't come during the day, you could do something in the evening, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I still work at a place in Cumming, just about 2.5 days a week. And so that's the only reason why I'm not opened every single day. I want to get to the point where I'm open every single day. And that's the only thing that I do. But right now, you know, I'm still working there. And that's why I try to work around when I can. Because I have noticed that more people are more interested in coming whenever their husband or, you know, their boyfriend, when they get
exactly.
off, their partner gets off from work.
Yeah.
And so it's in
so
the evening
smart.
Time. It's
so
in the
smart
evening time.
To do that. Yeah. Because it is like it's such a sacred moment, you know, that you want to share it with someone or family.
Yeah. So, and then there's also those times where maybe the grandma's in just visiting from somewhere else. And it's like, she's here and it's just her and her daughter. I just want to let mom hear, you know, the baby's heartbeat, just see the baby. Have had that, you know. And so, it's just whatever I can do. If I'm not working, then I'm going to be there working.
I like, because you're doing kind of what I'm doing, where I have my voiceover business, but I can't quit my normal job yet. But at some point, I'm hoping there'll be a little balance where it's like 50-50, and right. then I can like do a leap of faith like what you've right. done at some point. But yeah. you're just trying to make it work, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So how do you advertise your business now that you have your logo, you've got your Facebook page? What are the different ways that you get the word out?
It did start mainly with Facebook, with my business page. And then I'm now on a couple of other sites, social medias, Instagram. I think I have Twitter or X or whatever. Yeah. Actually, I'm not the one doing all of those. I'm the one that's over the Facebook business page. But I have Google right now working for me. And they've put out a website where takes you to the main website. And they are supposed to be posting different things for me here and there. And I have actually had friends screenshot through Facebook ads that Google has run for me. And
oh my gosh.
So that's really exciting when I first got the first one.
Heck yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
I love that. So, hey, you know, keep it going. Mm-hmm. And but that's what I've got going is just me. And then Google's helping me.
I heard a statistic on NPR this morning that Google covers 90% of all search engine searches, which is a ginormous
amount. Oh, yeah.
So if you are investing in getting advertisement with Google, that would be the way to go. I mean, you have every reason to know that it would actually work. We actually talked a little bit about this yesterday with this media company that I had, I guess, about a year and a half ago. They're Google Analytics, and they're people that have their degree, like Google degree, which is amazing to me. It's actually very difficult for you to have that certification. But
that's why I don't. That's why they do it for me.
I know, right? I pay somebody. It's like confusing in my brain, but I'm so glad that there are smart people out there that can handle that. Yeah. But it's interesting to me how they can really advantageously put your ad, you know, during a time where people are driving or whatever time would work best for moms. You know, if it's a preschool or something.
Exactly.
I love that they can kind of put all of those analytics together and make it so easy for you to be found.
Yeah. And two, family and friends. I mean, word of mouth is a big thing. And since growing up in Dawsonville, you know, we do know a lot of people, and we don't know all the pregnant women, especially as much as Dawsonville's grown, right? But that's helped for sure. And just friends spreading the word and family spreading the word. And I appreciate it, by the way.
Oh, of course. And you know what's so nice is you don't have to have a billboard out there. You don't have to put an ad in a magazine, like a paper magazine.
Right.
I can't even remember the last time I actually looked through one. I mean, I know they're important still, but it's just not the same thing as opening up your Facebook and seeing that ad. Mm-hmm. So how did you actually go on to Google Ads and figure out how you wanted that all to work?
Yeah. And then eventually I just got in contact with them and just talked to a person, and we talked for quite a while. You know, it's a process for sure at the beginning. But again, if you're not really that savvy on it or have time to do it, it takes time to do all this, then it's a great way to go.
Because any business owner that's listening, you know, would want to know exactly what your steps were. If it's working for you and you are getting business this way, well, that's the dream.
I got two from last week that actually through Google. So yeah, so I'm giving it a try. It's worth it. I've done it for about 3 weeks now. So 2 out of 3 weeks. I mean, again, it's new and it takes a little bit, but with their help, it's going to speed it up a little bit too, I think.
It's an investment, isn't it?
Yeah. For sure.
It's hard. I'm sure it's hard to part with money like that.
That's what you have to do, though. That's the thing about any business owners. They know that it is going to take some businesses may not take as much as other businesses do. But I tell you, that ultrasound machine is not cheap.
I bet. I can't even imagine. Yeah. So, of course, all of the in money that you're investing in the beginning. But as you're obviously getting clients, then it all kind of pays itself out.
And when I have good scans, man, I'm the happiest in the world. You know, everybody's happy. When they're bad scans, it's like the horrible, it's like, what am I doing, you know? But you have to come realize that, again, it's like, it depends on it. There's different factors that go on. So it could be a really good one. It could be a bad one. But hopefully the majority will go out smiling and laughing, and we'll all have a good day.
So if you were going to tell anyone who's listening sort of your service area that you would like to draw from, we were talking just briefly before the show, you were saying Cumming, obviously, Forsyth County.
Forsyth County, Dahlonega, Gainesville.
White County.
Yeah. I mean, anybody, heck, you can be in Atlanta if you want to just come see me. I'll scan your baby. You know, I will do it. I will come in at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock. I don't care. It's fun.
I really love that you're talking about something that's so joyful, because I feel like if more people loved what they did, you know, and did it for that joy and not, I mean, obviously you're making money, but the idea of doing something that you love so much and find such satisfaction out of, it's like such a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah. Cause I've had it where when I was in the banking business, it wasn't that it was bad. It was all horrible, but I just, that wasn't what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so there would be a lot of mornings. It would just be hard to get up out of the bed just to go into work. And, you know, I'm fortunate, thankful, and I'm very thankful and blessed that I get to do what I do now, that I was able to go back to school because I had the family support too.
It's huge. You know,
it's a big thing.
Especially when you have children.
Yes, exactly. And I had a lot of family support, and I'm really thankful and blessed for sure.
Well, this is like such a beautiful story of perseverance, belief in yourself, knowing what's the most important thing to you in the end, which a lot of people, I don't even, you know, you can just get up and go to work and go home and you don't really have that sense of satisfaction. Yeah. But I like that you really had a real clear vision and knowledge about yourself enough to know that this is what's going to satisfy my heart at the end of the day.
Right. Right. And it's taken a while.
Oh yeah. But it's a journey.
I'm not a spring chicken, but I don't know either. It's taken a while, and it's still going to be a while too. But hopefully it will all pay off in the end, and you know, get over that hump of being a new business, mm-hmm. and just have it every day. Like I said, that's what my goal is just to be opened every day and to be busy every day.
I was going to say, like, do you think far ahead, like 3 years, 5 years or something? Like, what would you love to see happen?
Oh, definitely. I'd like to see maybe in about 2 years, hiring somebody else, you know, young sonographers, and having them scan and be able to, you know, see what I see and the joy that I get to have to go and work. And I would love to have that, to be able to have an office that has maybe 3 people going at one time. And because, you know, it's not only like I love my job, I also know that to have more job opportunities for other people, because I was in that position one time where I was in school, but I didn't know if I was going to have a job when I got out of school or not. School's not cheap.
No,
college is not cheap. But as long as you're going there with that goal and you're not just going there and being like, oh, I might do this, I might do that, you have to be set on it for it to be worth anything. And so I'm very thankful that I was able to get through those 2 years. It was hard, but it's definitely been worth it. Even the past 6 years, 7 years that I've been working, I have loved what I've done. You know, but now I just get to hopefully continue to be my own boss. And yeah,
I love the idea of being my own boss. There's something so nice about that. I know. I just love that. At some point, I think I will be. I hope so. If I put it out there in the universe.
There you go. That's what you have to do, too. That's right. Put it out there.
What do you think that women who are pregnant don't know about 3D and 4D ultrasound that would be really important for them to have an appreciation for?
Probably what we talked about a little bit earlier, just how well you can see your baby, and the different stages that if you go in and at 12 weeks, at 20 weeks, at 28 weeks, they grow so much within the nine months, you know, and just to have that appreciation of having that little photo album, because you used to not get to go in there and be like, okay, I'm going to get to see my baby this week. And ultrasound is safe. You can go in there. You don't have to worry about anything.
It's a big question.
It's a safe technology.
A lot of people have, I remember at one point they were saying, yeah, we only do 2 ultrasounds because there's a potential of, it's not the radiation, but there's some kind of wave or whatever that can affect their ears or something.
Right.
It's not
and
true.
It's all through sound waves. That's what ultrasound 3D 4D is. It's all through sound waves. But yeah, it's safe technology. You don't have to worry about that. And my sessions, they last from 5 minutes to up to 30 minutes. Recommendation, I believe, is like 35, 40 minutes. But even so, I mean, they say it's safe. So, but yeah, it's just a fun thing to do. And also just to make sure that you go in knowing that to drink water, like that is a big thing that people don't really think about, just to stay hydrated, because that does really help get the better pictures. Because the sound waves, how they hit, and they hit through the fluid like that, that's what projects off and brings back the reflections of the images. And if it's not there, if the placenta is right on the baby's face, that's again what we went into, if they're like 8.5 months, it's just so crammed in there. The legs are in the face. So there's no fluid in between. And that could just really hinder the picture. So just make sure that you stay hydrated, because you're going to get a lot better pictures that way.
My last baby, I was dehydrated and I went into labor early. And yeah. I didn't even know that that was something that yeah. could happen. So, yeah. yeah, I definitely could imagine if that's how you can see a baby, you would want them to be drinking as much right. as they could.
Right, right. And when you come in, maybe, you know, before, if you want the baby to be moving some, just drink a little bit of orange juice or something. Just eat a little bit before you come in as well. But yeah.
This is the dream. I love it. I'm excited for you, because just knowing that you're doing something that you really love and believe in, and know that you're giving a service to people who just will eat it up, because that's like the best thing they could possibly have in the moment. Right. It's all the good things of life, you know?
It's the fun part of
life,
right?
Yeah, it's all the fun.
And it's before baby comes. It's the safest place that baby's going to be, you
oh,
know? It is.
What a good thought. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's so sweet. Well, I can't thank you enough, Jennifer, for coming to the studio. I know it was kind of a trek
fun,
down here, but
yeah.
I'm so excited to be able to talk about all the good things that you're doing for and services that you're offering people. And the fact that you're one of the only ones in North Georgia, I'm going to tell everybody all about you.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully help to grow your business. Like I said, there'll always be babies.
Yeah, you know? So come see me. You know, if you're not pregnant yet, you know, I can see you in 3 or 4 months, 10, 12 weeks from now. Well, you come see me.
Where is your office located?
It's in Dawsonville. It's actually right behind the urgent care. So there's an OB right there, and basically in front of our office. So any ladies that are going there, definitely stop by and I'll get a picture of your baby there. But it's 135 Prominence Court, Suite 140. That's in Dawsonville.
And if someone wanted to schedule an appointment with you or find out more about you, how can they do that?
Definitely check out the Facebook page. Just like I said, that's the one that I'm personally running myself. So I put specials on there all nice. The time. You know, like right now you can come in for one service and the next service that you have, the next package is going to be half off. So that's pretty cool, especially like one of our bigger packages, 110. So if you come in for the peekaboo session for 45, you get half off of the 110. So
it's
you
amazing.
Get to see baby twice, right?
Heck yeah.
But what was the other question? Oh, my website, babyofmind40.com. So check out babyofmind40.com, and that's where you can actually schedule your appointments, and you can see all of our different packages that we have. And I just want to mention the sweet lady that goes to church with me, Miss Jana. She's actually the lady that's on my website. She took the pictures, but she's also was my first client.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's and little Johnny's here now.
Aww.
He was born, I believe, a week or two, maybe ago. Time flies.
Oh, wow.
But he's here now with us. But she was my first client. And she's the one that you see actually on that website.
So you got to see his little face.
Yes.
And now he's got a real little face out in the world.
That's right.
Aw.
Sweet.
Jennifer Edmondson, thank you for coming
into
the studio. And I'm so excited to see where you go. And if you ever want to come back and talk about your journey some more as life goes on, I always think these lessons that you learn are very important for anyone out there who has a dream and would like to follow it as well. Because the more you know, you know, it's like I was saying, we're all helping each other to just try to succeed. I think that's just a very important for people to feel like they're not alone on their journey. So when we share like that, that's what the whole show is about.
That's right. Thank you for having
You're
me once again.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening to Fearless Formula on Business Radio X. And again, this is Sharon Klein reminding you, with knowledge and understanding, we can all have our own fearless formula. Have a great day.